It's time for Wake Up and Level Up. I'm Mario Armstrong. Under 5 minutes, my job is to jumpstart your day. So let's go. So I just finished reading the book called Shoe Dog. Now, this is a book by the creator of Nike. His name is Phil Knight. First and foremost, go out and buy this book. I hugely recommend this book. It starts in the late 60s, goes up to current day, and it's just full of jewels and gems. Things you just would not have realized that a creator of Nike, with what they've built to this day and the brand and the legacy that has been built, you would have never known how many times he was close to bankruptcy or failure, how many times he didn't have money to pay the bills or even meet payroll. So I'm telling you, this is a must read because it relates to many of you in your progress or in your process right now. But here's the biggest takeaway. It's changing how I'm hiring. One of the things that I read and realized, and I don't know if he did this on purpose because it doesn't really say that in a book, but he surrounded himself and only hired people that were passionate, extremely passionate about running. He didn't hire just because you were a great accountant. He didn't hire just because you were a great salesperson. He hired former runners. He hired other runners, people that were just incredibly passionate about the art of running. And it got me thinking, you know, I'm always hiring people for different projects, different companies, different products that we're putting out, different things that we're doing. And for the most part, I am looking at your skill set first, and then I'm looking to see how passionate are you about fulfilling your potential? How passionate are you about self-help and personal development and personal growth? Do you research this stuff? What do you read when you read things? So I'm always looking for that, but now I'm flipping it. And I want you to think about this. I'm flipping it. I'm putting the passion as more of a priority than the skill set. Think about that. It's crazy. I'm putting the passion above the skill set. So now what I'm looking to do is only hire people that are extremely fanatic about fulfilling your potential, or using science to maximize your fulfillment, or really developing yourself as a human being as much as possible. Your personal growth, your personal development. I want people that are just extremely passionate about the industry, about the content. That's more important than the skill set. I can't teach a showrunner, a producer, a web designer, social media person. I don't care if they have the skill set to do those jobs. I can't teach them to be an optimist. I can't teach them to think differently. I can't teach them to look at the glass half full. I can't teach them to start listening to podcasts or start reading certain books. I want people that are already doing that stuff and then figure out how much skill do they have? How much training can I give them? How much time would it really take for them to level up so that they can meet their skills to where I need, but I know that they're passionate about this space? It's going to be completely different to hire people strictly off of the passion and then look at their potential and their skill set as secondary. But that's my biggest takeaway from the book, and it's a different perspective that I wanted to share with you on today's Wake Up and Level Up. So think about that for your teams, for your projects, for your ideas. Start looking at surrounding yourself with people that are just extremely passionate about the area that you're in, maybe not the skill set that they have. Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up.